Hello, my little lobsters.
If you're new here, I'm Kim.
And I'm Riss.
So grab a snack.
It's beauty time, bitches.
Woo!
Woo!
Welcome to our summer 2023 episode. We missed you.
We did. Yeah, we missed you so much.
Hope everybody's doing good. Thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, did you grab a snack? Tell me what it is, because mine are Scandinavian swimmers.
Approximately 100 red lobster ones.
Yeah, my Scandies are all red lobsters with like a sprinkling of orange. And not because I ate some on the way here.
I was going to say, did you exclusively grab all the blue ones on the way here?
No, I kept grabbing red lobsters and was really mad because I was driving and just sticking my hand in the bag and like whatever came up, came up. And I was like, it's a red lobster again? I was like, what are the odds?
Apparently great. Apparently, odds.
If you like red flavored gummy stuff.
Yeah.
Some people like Swedish fish
or a Swedish lobster.
Swedish, they are Scandinavian
swimmers.
So, you know, because Swedish fish, TM. So,
true.
Are we going to get sued now because we said that?
No.
Okay.
We're not marketing or using their likeness like Scandinavian swimmers are.
Well, no, it's not just fish. It's everything else in the ocean.
True.
So it's like.
It's literally everything else except fish.
Starfish. There are no starfish.
So in this episode, we have a couple things that we wanted to discuss with everybody. We have, we each have a product. And
they're really cool. They're super cool.
Yeah. We have like a product that we want to talk to you guys about in depth. And then we have like a little like noteworthy product. Like, hey, you might want to know about this product each. And then we also are going to be talking about the topic of gimmicky makeup. Because once upon a time, I sent Riss a color-changing beauty blender.
And I spiraled.
It sparked this topic for the pod.
It sparked rage in my blood.
So, if any of that interests you, stick around. Because we got some cool products.
Yeah.
We got a lot to say about these gimmicky makeup.
Oh, I have a lot to say.
Products.
Make sure you have a really big snack.
Yeah, big snack. What's been going on in between episodes here for you?
Nothing. Just low-key parenting. Juggling two kids now. Because that's weird. Because it was one for so long. Now it's two.
Two tiny people.
Two tiny people with very big personalities. As we know.
I love them.
Yeah.
And their personalities. Their tiny people personalities.
One of them is a big people personality.
Yeah.
I had to fight her for the headphones today.
That we don't need.
Nope.
Don't tell her, though.
Well, if she listens to this, she's going to be mad.
Well, in between episodes, me and Riss have done a few things besides the podcast. We were just last night doing some reacts with our friends over at Basement Universe on YouTube.
Yeah, go check that out. It's really cool.
Yeah, I'll link it.
Because we're funny.
We are. I will link that in the show notes. And if you've been here before, you know we've done a bunch of episodes with them by now.
Yeah.
But
go to the comments section for a good time.
Yeah. We did a video with them where we reacted to Guy Tang's music video. So you guys might want to check that one out.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
He had cool clothes.
Yeah, he did. But if you guys didn't know, yeah, now you know. Guy Tang makes music. And spoiler, it's not great.
Spoiler, it's exactly what you think it would be.
Yes. And I also was on another podcast called Bros, Brews, and the Basement, which is my husband's podcast since we inspired him so much the last time he was on this one.
He just loves to talk.
Needed somewhere to speak. Because
Kim's like, shut up. No, I'm kidding.
Like, please talk to someone else. I'm just kidding.
She's nice to him, I promise.
Sometimes. So I was on that podcast. I did three episodes with them. What did I do? Oh, I was on it for We saw the new Insidious movie. We gave a review.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
I haven't seen that movie because I'm scared. I'm scaredy pants.
It was pretty good. I mean, no. If you watch the other ones, it's like full circle. But
nope. Is it the last one in the series or something? Or in the installment?
I believe so, unless they're making more.
Oh, Lord.
But I was on that podcast, and that's what we were talking about. And we also did an episode where we talked about, like, spooky things, like spirits. And our friend Omar talked about his, like, family's experience in Puerto Rico with different spirits. And we talked about energy. And it was, like, pretty cool episode. I had a couple drinks, so I was, like, not in my best form.
Oh, now I really gotta watch.
But I didn't even do my hair for it. And that's why I did it last night, because I'm like, my hair looks like shit in all those episodes. But it's the Bros Brews in the Basement episode. So I was being one of the bros.
It's fine. You're fine.
So they do, they also talk about sports, literally exact opposite of what sports. We do. And they do beer reviews. So if any of you somehow are into that, go check them out. I will
link
those.
If you like beer, they're quite the connoisseurs.
Yeah, Riz did a little mini review on her beer last night.
My Bear Huge.
Yeah.
My Juicy Bear Huge beer.
Yeah.
It was Juicy Bear Hug. It was an IPA. That's all I know. And it didn't taste like absolute garbage.
Yeah.
So I drank it.
So I'll link that podcast in our show notes also. And you could also find the video podcast on the Basement Universe channel, because it's kind of like a subdivision of Basement Universe. So check that out if you want more of us. And yeah, that's what we've been up to. And let's get into the episode. We'll start with the products.
All right. Do you want to go first?
Would you like me to go first?
Go. I would like you to go first.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
You just let me, like, that was like a very, like go ahead, like merge, like go ahead.
Complete with hand gesture and all, because you know if you don't go merge. By the first hand gesture, then it turns into like, fucking go, and then like a finger, and then like honking.
Yeah.
Everything catches on fire.
I really want that, the bumper sticker. Have you seen it that says, Bessie, let me merge, I'm going to cry or something?
No, I really want the LED thing that you can put on your back window that's either a hand, like a whole hand, like stop, or a middle finger. Like, nah, cool, bro. Get off my ass. I need it so bad. Because I have terrible road rage. And anyone that's ever driven with me knows it's just really uncontrollable. But I try to keep it under control when I have like passengers in the car, but sometimes I just can't.
Well, it's living really where we live, it's hard not to be enraged when you drive. There's way too many fucking people that live here, okay?
There's too many way people. Too many people. The people driving. Be people in and they need to people somewhere else.
They do. Not
they need
here.
To fuck off into the sun and that's go somewhere else.
Like,
all right, sorry. So we digress the products. What you've been waiting for.
So we didn't even tell them what the products are. So
no, because it's a suspense.
Yeah. So they, so there's this company called Rinseology, and this is a product that is specific to hairstylists. This product and the Noteworthy product are specific to hairstylists. Riz's products are not specific to hairstylists.
No, just people.
Just people in general.
People be people in.
But this is actually something that, it's the world's first rinsing neck pad. So, you know, the little rubber thing that you put on your sink, the little rubber thing that you put on your sink that like cushions your client's like neck when they're resting. Mm-hmm. This is one of those, but it has like a little slot that like water comes out of to help you rinse like the hairline. My only concern is how does it not just like pour out onto their body?
Yeah, like down the back of them. That would be my concern too.
But there's the thing that their website says no more accidental back soaks. So I guess
it seems like it would only back soak.
I think. But it literally looks like one of the neck rests and it has like a little thing attached to it that's like you put it's like hard to explain for
no
you,
I can
show
yeah
you.
I can see,
but it has like a little circle that you put the head of the what is it called
the sink nozzle
head? The nozzle
mm-hmm.
into it, and that's what makes the water come out through the little neck slot thing.
Oh,
so there's no, it's not like you know, doesn't require to be plugged in. It's not automatic. Yeah, which I didn't realize at first. So you literally just use it as a regular neck rest. And then when you want to rinse it, you put your little, your water into this little pocket that like shoots into the neck rest and I guess rinses the bottom.
That's cool.
So it's cool that it doesn't require like it to be plugged in like a fountain or anything.
Because then you would die, because I would assume that that's electricity and water, but what do I know?
Yeah.
Seems unsafe.
Yeah. So basically they say it takes 5 seconds to install, works with already, you know, no extra plumbing, premium silicone gel cushion with a therapeutic spray rinse, and it feels amazing.
I mean, I want to try it because I need to know if it's going to soak me.
Yeah.
Like, because sometimes when you apply pressure to something and then like smash it, it goes like in both directions. Yeah. Goes wherever it can escape.
So it says there's no need to lift the client's head. Use the neck pad rinse inlet, which is the circle thing I was talking about, for 5 seconds and you're done.
Maybe this is really good for like elderly patients. Oh my God. Elderly clients. Sorry.
It almost looks like that maybe, I would guess like the design is so it doesn't spray everywhere. It almost looks like it's tilted, or that like
it's tilted towards the back of your neck.
Yeah. So it just like comes out and runs backwards.
Maybe.
And see, yeah. And the little inlet thing where you put the water has a suction cup that you could attach to your sink, so it's not like flopping around everywhere.
Because has that ever happened to you? Because it's like a snake you can't grab and it always hits you in the face.
And then, yeah, so it I don't know. It looks like it literally sprays out like a fountain.
It does.
Like a water fountain.
Oh, I see it. When it sprays out, it is angled toward the faucet. So it's angled towards the back of your head.
Yeah. So I guess, I mean, that's their whole thing, that no more back soaking.
I mean, I'm talking about this like they didn't already think of that. Because they, right, obviously that's the they whole, had like a testing phase,
it's
like
the
a
point,
prototype.
I guess, of this whole product entirely. Yeah. But the price of it is $120.
What the fuck?
And that they say it's on sale, but that's probably just
on
the normal
sale.
Price.
That's the normal price.
It says you can use the coupon. Actually, okay. It says use code RINCE30 for $30 off. So I don't know if that's the sale price that you're getting if you do that, or if you get $30 off the $120.
I think you would probably get $30 off the $120 and it would be $90.
That would be nice. That would be a better price.
Yeah, but still, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
Okay, but again, like, what did I want it to be? $20?
Right.
Nah. It's new. It's probably made in the U.S.
Yeah, so as Riss predicted, designed and assembled in the USA, fits standard American salon sinks with a vertical or close to vertical neck area. For European style sinks with a very shallow angle at the neck area, there is a risk of leakage and is thus not recommended. But they have a new European version coming soon.
Cool.
So you can get this product on rinsology.com. So it's RINSOLOGY. I will link that in the show notes. And no slip suction technology, which is basically just like those cushions that you have on your sink anyway. And yeah, the water inlet thing is the main component of it, which makes it unique. And that's the thing that pushes it out. It's the one and only neck rinsing pad. Within the Milky Way galaxy. That's what it says.
Oh, bold. Yeah. Bold of you. Because we just found out that there are aliens and that we've got their bodies.
Aliens might have already done this. So
aliens probably did it and did it better.
It probably did.
Fucking bold.
Yeah.
If I do say so.
So that's my main product. Both products I have for you guys are expensive.
I liked that product though. That was really good. And something that I wish that I did have the aid, but I will also counter that and say, what is wrong with just having your client turn their head from side to side? Do people really struggle with that? Do you struggle with that? Like when you have to rinse someone's neck, I always feel like you get mine just fine.
It depends. If they're like short and have barely have a neck sometimes, it's
people
hard.
People who have like neck, like back humps, that makes it really hard.
So, but I mean, I think it's a cool product. Like if I would be curious to see how it works and if it really does work. I mean, there's plenty of testimonials apparently on this website. So check it out for yourself. But both of these both products I have for you guys are expensive and salon related. So my little noteworthy product that I had for everybody was this front snapping cape. Which, why aren't they all fucking front snap?
I know.
Capes?
When you showed me that, I got so mad, but like at myself. Do you know how for like, not inventing it first?
It's been 8 million years.
Yeah.
On the planet of
dinosaurs have been cutting hair with capes that snap in the back.
Yeah. It's like this fucking, like, why? So this cape is $97. So if you're really passionate about having a front snapping cape, it's worth it. But it's $97. But
$97 motherfucking. Is it also made in the U.S.?
I mean,
that's not like a requirement. I was sure. Just curious because anytime I hear a really high price, I'm like, well, that's American made.
And well, this was a very thoughtful cape. It front snaps. It snaps like kind of down the arm too. So there's like nothing.
So you can nurse your baby.
So, no, maybe. Kidding. I mean, you never know these days, but it snaps in the front. They're eco-friendly, more sustainable for the environment. What?
When a product says eco-friendly, I sometimes wonder what that means.
I'm not entirely sure either, but. The brand is, I didn't even say what the brand is. The brand is called Noah and Co. It's noa-and-co.com. And the cape is the Elevate hair cutting cape. They eliminated the material across the back to make hair cutting and styling easier, solving issues that we all have. And they source from credible textile manufacturers made from high quality recycled pre and post consumer plastic.
Oh, that's what it means by eco-friendly.
Yeah. And
it sounds like it would be very hot underneath it, but I would still want it.
Hold on. There was one like noteworthy thing to say about it. Oh, okay. Snap across the left collarbone, leaving the back of the client smooth and clear for you to do your thing. An adjustable neck diameter up to 25 inches.
That's a fucking thick neck. 25 inches? That's somebody's waist. What the fuck?
Your client will feel comfortable and considered when they see themselves in the mirror.
I feel like that's like my thigh. Oh my God. Do you have a tape measure? I want to go measure my neck now and see like.
Imagine that's the size of somebody's neck.
I am, and it's horrifying. I'm so sorry if that's the circumference of your neck. I'm sorry.
Does anyone know that about
I'm
their neck?
So sorry if I just I'm sorry, but I that was alarming.
So they have obviously this snaps across the left collarbone, two additional snaps at lower left to keep lap covered, which is what you mentioned about spinning it around. It's too short in the back.
Yep.
And it's too wide. Flat cutting surface on the back, neck diameter, breathable yarn material, regenerated material made in the USA. That's why it's $97. And there's four colors. So
Matt, would you pay $97 for a cape?
No.
Okay.
If someone gave it to me, I would absolutely use it.
Of course.
Companies need to fucking make all the snaps go in the front. Please. I'm sick of cutting my capes and having lumps in the back and being paranoid. Will. So
they will from now on.
No
I,
one.
I bet you that it'll catch on, and then all the other like from Framar.
Framar, yeah.
I say it wrong every time. Framar.
Yeah.
They're gonna make a cape. They might not even make capes, but they will.
I'm
now.
I'm sure it's coming. And they're gonna have it's like been dragons in the work. Or cherries patent pending, or some shit on it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, their patterns are cute. Okay, girl.
Yeah, they are. But that's why they're popular.
I want cactuses on my little foils and shit. I want moons. I want fucking llamas. Give them to. I want them all.
Yes. Give me them. So those are my products. And so check out rinseology.com for the neck rinser. And check out noahandco.com for the front snap and cape. I will link those both in the show notes. Sorry they're expensive, but they were really cool products worth mentioning. Okay.
Back sorry, to you, they're Riss. Expensive, but.
You could get 5% off your first order on noahandco.com. You get like 50 cents off, okay?
It's okay.
So back to you, Riss. What do you got for for us in the field.
In the field. So I have, it's sort of not a beauty product, but when I found it, or when it found me, my immediate thought.
Called to you.
It did call to me. And I did put it in my cart, so I most likely will be purchasing this, and then maybe I'll give you a review. It's called the Raycop. I did not make that up. Raycop, a bed vacuum cleaner with UV light and pulsating brush technology for pet hair cleaning. It is an anti-allergen handheld mattress vacuum cleaner. It has a HEPA filter, and it has a 330-watt powerful suction whatever. But it's basically a bed vacuum. Mm-hmm. So you know how we always say grab a snack?
Yeah.
I eat in my bed. I'm really good about crumbs, yeah. But sometimes you just can't help it.
Yeah. I'm not judging because I have eaten my bed before.
I eat in my bed all the time only because like sometimes that's the only time I can eat when I'm nursing and all that jazz. And there are crumbs that get in the bed sometimes. But I try to be really good about it because it's gross. And I'll sweep them out. I don't leave them.
You don't
not like, oh, well, save them for later. No, that's not what I do. But having a vacuum to help that would make it super easy and convenient. But my first thought really was the UV light. That's what got me to clean your bed and to kill bacteria. Because did you know that like by the 1 year, your pillow is like 90% like dead skin. So the weight of your pillow is like 90% like dead skin cells and like dust mites and shit.
No.
And you're supposed to change your pillow like once a year.
Who has that kind of money?
The one percenters? No, I don't know. Maybe they could just donate some pillows. But, and that's like why you can't donate pillows, because it's a health hazard. You know, like how you can't like share brushes and stuff like that.
So my when you're not
a licensed cosmetologist.
My face.
What?
My pillow is 5 pounds of my face skin.
Yeah.
Ew.
My face skin.
Ew.
Yeah. Gross. Yeah, it is. It's gross, right? When it gets all like lumpy and bumpy at the bottom and you're like, this is probably skin. It puts the lotion on its skin. Ew. I'm sorry. So my first thought really was about actually cleaning like my pillow and my pillowcase. And like, because I used to have really bad acne as an adult in my like late 20s. So I had to change my pillowcase all the time, because when you have like acne, you try anything, you know, and like you really want, it's so hard to keep on top of everything, but it's usually like from bacteria. So you're trying to clean your bed. You change your sheets once a week. You change your pillowcase every couple of days. Like I'm doing laundry out the asshole, changing my pillowcase all the time. I'm like running out of them. Mm-hmm. So I thought that this would be a helpful tool for anyone who is experiencing that, or who doesn't have a million pillowcases or can't do their laundry once a week, you know? Not that it's like a replacement for laundry, but it does help in between, you know?
Yeah.
And then again, having a vacuum is not a bad feature.
I have many vacuums in this house.
It's true. And I was like, well, Ken did an iVac episode, so I can do this.
I was like, eight different vacuums.
Right. So now we're a channel of vacuums.
We're a vacuum.
We suck, I guess. I don't know. It is pricey.
Okay.
It is right now listed on Amazon on sale for $198.99.
Okay. What's it look like? I want to know.
It actually looks like a soft triangular Roomba.
Oh.
With a little handle.
It looks like a Ouija board.
It does. Piece. Actually, it does.
With a handle.
A planchette. It does. Yeah. Actually, you're right. Duh. Why didn't I think of that? I'm not spooky enough. So, according to Amazon about this item, because this has got to be like an Amazon brand, Raycop. Who the fuck? It's probably from China. It says it's the original brand to create UV vacuum technology, mm-hmm. and that it sold more than 8 million products. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. It says that we design all our models in a lab in Tokyo. So I guess it's a Japanese product.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bed cleaner equipped with a UV sanitizing and HEPA filtration system that allegedly, according to them, traps 99.97% of particles as small as 0.3 microns, which is like
Really small.
Really small.
Yeah.
Third-party labs have certified that it can remove dust, pollen, pet dander, and other allergens from your home. And the UV light does sanitize. And then the vacuum apparently is really strong.
Okay.
So it uses short wave ultraviolet rays to do the sanitation.
Okay.
Cool beans.
So,
and it won't burn like holes in your shit like a magnifier.
Better not.
In the sun.
If you're paying $198, yeah. This is a little expensive episode.
It is. And then it has a brush. So this part I was like a little puzzled. I was like, who has pet hair that bad in their bed? But I am not a pet owner that lets my dog sleep in the bed. And I know people do, so I guess that could be part of the reason.
What kind of brush?
It's like a rotating brush, like on the bottom, like how like the Bissell Mean Green is, where you can clean. So it rotates like to get the
Well, I wonder if something like that.
The pet hair up, if you had it like embedded in your bed, which I'm like, okay, low key gross.
Well, I wonder if, I mean, I don't have pet hair like that in my bed, but these cat trees sometimes get a buildup of hair. So I wonder if something like that would be good for that. I mean, I have a little scraper I got for 50 cents on Temu that gets it off, but.
But the brush and the vacuum together could probably do a better job. But I was also thinking like my couch too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could sanitize my couch and clean that a little better because that is where the dog hangs out, and it is smelly. It is her couch now. Mm-hmm. She's such a bitch. Yeah. Well, anyways, I don't know. Those are the product facts that are on Amazon. It doesn't really appear like to have like a raycop.com.
Are there reviews? Like
there are a lot. They're mostly four star. Reviews. Okay. Yeah.
So we'll link that in the storefront for all of you.
Yeah. It did have decent reviews because that its average review is 4.5 and it's out of almost 1,200 reviews.
Okay.
Which to me is a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need something to have 5 million reviews for me to be convinced, you know? But it seems like it would be a pretty good investment. I know it's pricey and it's like our whole entire episode is like expensive as fuck shit, but
but it's cool stuff, right?
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
And you do have to plug it in.
So well, that's it. I don't want it now.
I know it's not battery operated, so it's not like completely portable. You do have to plug it in.
Yeah.
But that, again, a small price to pay for a clean bed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it smells better too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what, though? This kind of goes with it. I did find Dr. Teal's has a sprayable melatonin that smells like lavender. Mm-hmm. And that shit works.
Did it knock you out?
Yeah. Do I spray it in my baby's crib? Yes, I do. Is it safe for her? Don't know.
But
I know she can't have. I know she can't have actual melatonin. So I spray it. Don't come for me. If it's not safe, I'll figure it out on my own. She is fine. Do I do it every night? No. Do I wish I did? Yes.
I've seen people on TikTok being like saying to their kids, like, do you want a gummy? Like you want like, and it want a gummy bear and it's literally melatonin. And then the next slide, their kids are knocked out.
And then these poor children are going around like afraid of gummy bears. Like that's going to make me sleepy.
Like I can't have that.
I can't have that. It makes me sleepy. I feel like it's also like really deceitful to tell kids that like gummies are vitamins and sleepy pills, and then they're gonna like either go around afraid of them or they're gonna be like guzzling them, like, why isn't this working? Yeah. I don't know. And then I did have another product, it sort of goes kind of hand in hand.
It's for keeping your bed clean,
and it's actually an Australian product, and it is the Tan Fan self tanning. Bedding.
Sleep sack
bedding, yeah. And it's literally a sleeping bag that you place over your pillow and you tuck it into your own sheets so you can sleep underneath it and then put your blanket on top of it. So you're like in like a little cocoon, and it keeps your sheets clean from when you use your self-tanner, because we are in summer, but I still like to use self-tanner because the sun gives you wrinkles.
Yeah.
That's my tip of the day. If you don't want wrinkles, be pale. That's what I told Eric. He was like, you know what you could do? You could go outside more. Because I was like, I want to be tan. And he was like, go outside more. And I was like, no, I'll get wrinkles. It's like, do you see any wrinkles on this face? No.
Because I'm pale. For good reason.
Yeah.
I don't want to go outside.
Because I have no time and I work too much. That's the real reason. I was like, what are you telling me to do? Quit my job? Play outside all day with the kids? What do I look like to you?
Someone without wrinkles.
So the cool thing about this, though, is that it is a female-driven team. It is based in Australia, and their mission is to make everyone feel confident and support everyone's desire for a good tan without ruining your sheets or your furniture. But the – excuse me, who is busting out a sleep sack to sit on the couch?
Imagine.
Sorry. That's like dedication. Taking it a step above a Snuggie.
Yeah.
So it's made out of 100% vegan silky poly. So it's polyester.
Okay.
But it's fine. And it comes with a reusable storage pouch. My guess is that it feels very akin to the satin feel of the heatless curlers.
Yeah.
That's what I'm assuming it feels like. Because nobody knows what that actual material is.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get it in pink or blue. It's $45.99. It is also available on Amazon. But, I mean, it's usually better to support the people directly. So I would go to tanfanco.com. So that's TANFANCO.com. Yeah. That's their actual website where you can get it directly. And they have them in these little – they're cute little pouches. You just fold it up and shove it back in the pouch. So they have a pillowcase – the sleep sack or the sofa sack.
Mm-hmm.
But I would probably start out with the sleep sack just to see how you even like laying around in that material. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I'll link their website and we'll also put it in our storefront in case you're buying the vacuum and the sleep sack at the same time.
Yeah.
For your bedding needs.
I think it's cool though that it's like female owned, you know.
I think this is one of those products that's pretty smart, that's like, yeah, there's been a need for it, but nobody, again, just like the front snapping cape, nobody thought of it.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm sure this is like something that if you are a self tanner or get spray tans often, like this will be the best thing.
Yeah. If you do get spray tans often, it says that it also fits all shapes and sizes of a bed bigger than a twin.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was saying, it has the built-in pillow protector, but it also has footholds for cooling.
Footholds?
Yeah, because some people have to have their feet uncovered when they sleep, or like, okay, you know how you want to slip like one leg out in the middle of the night, because I do get really fucking hot.
Yeah.
So you keep your little feeties out so that you don't get too hot, because that material is hot.
Yeah, like, it is.
Yeah. And this is what I thought it was when I first saw it. I thought it was like disposable sheets because I had just learned those exist. And they're like advertising it for your vacation sleepover in a hotel because of dirty beds. So like it has more than one use.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be just for, you know, self tanner, not staining your shit. But yeah, you can use it in a hotel.
Good idea.
Yeah. It says wash and dry before use. Slip the pillow into the pillow protector. Tan as you do. Slip in the sleep sack. Fold over the top of your comforter.
Sleep sack.
And enjoy a bronzing night's sleep.
Cool.
That's from their website directly. Yeah. I mean, it is one of those products where you're like, oh, man, when I think of that first.
Yeah.
But it is useful.
Definitely.
There is a market for it.
Yeah.
With everyone realizing that the sun ages the fuck out of you. Self-tanners have blown up.
Yeah, and if you have a tanning salon where you do spray tans, you guys should stock that because it's smart.
That actually is – oh, Kim, you're good. Sell that with your fucking fake tan.
Exactly.
Jack that tan price up. Include a sleep sack.
There you go.
Boom. Tanning package.
Boom.
Next level. women run business. Boom.
Boom.
It also makes sense that it would come from Australia because them shits had the ozone. They're
smart over there?
They had, no, because those motherfuckers yeah. started putting the holes in the ozone layer first. No, I'm just kidding. Remember that in the 90s? The holes in the ozone layer. And all the Australians were like, oh, no. I'm just kidding. I'm fucked up. I'm sorry. I'm kidding. They don't sound like that. You don't sound like that. But I'm so sorry.
You know, 100% of our listeners are from Australia. We've lost them. I'm just kidding.
No. What I was going to say is that, like, they have pioneered self-tanner not looking orange.
Yeah.
It's them.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did a good job. And they are, like, the leading producer of good self-tans. So this does go hand in hand.
Yeah.
That it would be from an Australian company.
So you take your UV vacuum with you on vacation. You sanitize the bed.
I will take that with me to a hotel. You fucking better believe it.
And then you put your sleep sack on.
You don't know what is in a hotel bed.
No. I don't want to know. Ignorance.
I do want to know. Actually. Like I do. Like, am I going to get hepatitis? I need to know.
Well, you take your two new products at risk. And go on vacation and be nice and clean and comfy in your sleep sack. And all you hairstylists, you get the ones that I said, and you'll be like cool and innovative in your fucking salon suite building. And everyone's going to be like, where'd you get that shit?
Yeah.
You tell them beauty time.
You tell them. You fucking tell them we sent you. We sent you.
We sent you. That's what we do here. We give you cool. Listen, we give you real. I say listen a lot, but you better listen.
That's all they can do.
Listen,
captive audience. That's all they can do. They can't see us.
We bring you cool shit on this podcast.
Yeah, especially Kim. She finds all the good shit.
Well, I think it's just I'm on the internet too much, and I scroll past a lot of things. That's where I find them.
They call to you.
They come to me.
They're like, Kim.
I was like, all right, let me send this to Riss.
Kim.
But
and then gets me really mad in the middle of the night.
Most things I send you I'm usually kidding. Hate
so, I know I'm like hate it
like what the fuck is
hate
that
it.
And I'm like well, I guess that's not
she's
cool.
like I'm so sorry I'll just
no, it was cool but I
guess
not.
I'll go fuck myself then. I'm sorry
fuck myself.
I'm sorry I have such like over the top reactions to things. It's a bit ridiculous. And Kim's like, okay then.
Well, I guess it wasn't cool. All right, bye.
Yeah. She just retreats back into the bush like Homer Simpson. Like, I was never here.
But yeah, well, I mean, these products are pretty cool, so hopefully they don't enrage you.
Like, I would hope a sleep sack doesn't enrage anyone or a cutting cape.
Yeah, I hope not. I mean, the price maybe, but you know, they're cool. And you know what? I probably wouldn't pay that. But like, if you have a need for it, you fucking write it off on your taxes. Okay.
Fucking write it off.
So those were our products this week. We hope that you found something cool, new, and exciting to add to your salon or add to your bedroom. Sheets.
Oh, Kim.
So
she's taking that. It there. Yeah.
So shall we talk about, shall we move on to the gimmicks?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back.
All right. Getting a snack. Okay. So listen, we know you like to save money and we know you love cool products. So we have select products that we've mentioned in the episodes that will be available to you through our Amazon storefront. It's going to be under the featured products list, which will be linked in our show notes in the description box.
There, you'll also be able to find our affiliate links and codes to Juve Beauty, which you could get 10% off at checkout with code BEAUTYTIME in all caps. That's our favorite antimicrobial makeup sponge. You could also get 15% off with Clutch Nails. You could use the code CR-BEAUTYTIME. Those are our favorite nails. They last 2 weeks. Our last code is for Air Hair Care, which is the crystal infused hair care line, where you can get 10% off at checkout with code KDC10. And that's all caps. So we've reached the segment
the
in
pinnacle.
Our show where we're going to discuss why every makeup product that comes out is very gimmicky. And this all started, as I said, I sent Riz a beauty blender that changes color when you wet it. And it's marketed like, so you never forget if your beauty blender is wet or not.
Like, who the fuck are you that you don't know if your beauty blender's wet?
Well, did you get up and walk over to the sink?
Did you wet it
under the water or no?
Did you forget that you put it under the sink? Like, yeah, what is happening? Why do you need a reminder?
I don't know, but it's marketing. And I bet people are like, wow, that's so cool. It changes from green to blue.
I always had that problem. I can never tell. And then you're like, what?
Yeah, like, are you okay?
Are you well?
But that was what sparked it. And Riz suggested that we talk to everyone about it. She had some strong feelings.
I did.
So I'm going to let you take the floor. She's standing.
Oh, I am. I stood up for this one.
She's a stand-up comedian.
I am a stand-up comedian. Except when I'm on camera with Corey, I turn into a hot dog and forget everything.
You do better than you think you do.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you do.
Just kind of sit there and I'm like, ugh. Like a deer in the headlights, but worse.
What did you want to talk about with these products and gimmicks? And what are your thoughts, your strong feelings and thoughts?
I also feel like this is something that we've spoken about, like, ad nauseum about the industry, like, that it's sort of not taken seriously and that people think it's a joke or it's not a real job, quote unquote, you know, and things like of that nature. So I feel like with products like that, that are gimmicky or Too Faced and stuff like that, where I know a lot of people love Too Faced because they're cute and they're like a little kitschy. And then like you also feel like a kid but a grown-up at the same time with Too Faced, but it's I don't know if I would categorize it as gimmicky, so maybe it's not a good analogy, but it's playful, done well. Mm-hmm. But then there are things where you have a beauty blender that tells you it changes color if it's wet, or I can't think of another example right now, where it seems like it's a joke on the industry.
Yeah.
I wish I was prepared with a better example. I was trying to find more because you've sent different ones to me that I'm like,
yeah,
this is stupid. And then the beauty blender was the last straw. And I was like, that's it. I can't take it anymore.
Well, it's like, it seems like you had said earlier that the industry, there's nothing new anymore. Everything's recycled.
Nah.
So everyone's doing the same thing, but slapping a different label on it and like rebranding it. Or like I saw a whipped cream sunscreen. Like,
oh, that yes. Was one there of you them go. That's that one of them. And I'm like, this is fucking it's like, stupid. Okay,
but why?
Or like Jessica Simpson had that line where she it was did, like edible. Yeah. And then she ate too much and puked. Like we know because we were there.
Yeah. Her dessert line.
We were her friends.
Yeah.
But that. And I remember saving up so much to try to actually like buy it. And then I was like, $40 for a lotion, that's a lot. And then I never did.
Yeah.
But that is gimmicky.
Yeah.
It's, I know people always thrive on like new and fresh and like, oh, I've never seen that before. And oh, that really got my attention and stuff of that nature. But
there's nothing I see that I'm like, wow, I've never seen that before.
Not now.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. But back then, that was the first of its kind. But like we try so hard to be taken seriously as an industry, as a whole.
Yeah.
It's good to laugh at yourself. It's good to make fun of yourself. It's good to roll with the punches. But at a certain point, where does that line, you know, where is that line in the sand where it's cute and playful, done well?
Yeah.
Or, you know, making fun of your profession and saying, I'm not taking you seriously because you don't deserve to be taken seriously. So here's something stupid marketed as time saving.
Yeah.
Or just immature.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, there's a lot. I mean, we have a whole episode on fucking collabs
that nobody asked for.
And there's been plenty.
Like Cheetos makeup.
Cheetos makeup, Mentos palettes.
I love Mentos, but not makeup. Mentos makeup.
What did I see? I saw in Target, it was like OPI and like poppy soda, you know, like that, like it's
oh yeah.
Yeah, that was a
it does not taste great.
No, it doesn't.
No. I wish it tasted better.
No, it's got cute packaging.
It does. But, the flavors are fucking weird though.
Yeah.
Like the flavors are
But they have a collab with OPI or Essie, one of those. Yeah. Or they've had Peeps and Essie collab. Like there's just so many the because, list goes like, on, nothing and on, has, and on.
Because like they're right. using the same colors but naming them
different.
Like poppy soda names.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But like 8 seasons ago, it was like raspberry red.
Yeah. Yeah.
And lime green. There's and now you're so like, well, many. This is the same shit. Because there are, I don't know enough about color theory to know that colors can be infinite or not. I might assume that there is a finite amount, but mm-hmm. I don't know enough. But how many different variations of colors where you can tell them apart with your naked eye?
Right.
It could actually be different by a hair
right.
formulation-wise, but to you, you don't know. You're like, that was from 2009, you know, whatever movie was out at the time, collaboration. Because remember that? OPI would go wild over movies
right.
and make collections all the time about movies. And you're like, I didn't know that you could make a movie a color, but okay.
Yeah. Well, like the fucking Chipotle palette. Remember that one?
Fuck off. Yeah.
It was named like
guac.
Pinto bean.
Pinto bean and guac. No. Like, so guac like, is extra.
So like obviously when brands are selling us things, they're branding, they're selling us, they're targeting us. And job. that's the nature of it. But you know, they've really started just there's nothing that is too serious to me about a fucking Mentos palette. Or like now they had a Fortnite Revolution Beauty had a Fortnite collection.
Go
like
away.
There's just so much stuff that I'm like, okay. And like
and but then the people fucking, buy it.
The Sesame Street Wet n Wild. I'm like, what is your target audience?
Because Wet n Wild was around in the 80s and like when we were children, and then again they had a comeback, not a comeback, but they were still going strong in the 90s when we were children, like you and I were children.
Yeah.
But now Wet n Wild, you're an old ass company. It's great you're still around. You have the best black eyeliner to date. It runs like a motherfucker, but I still love it. But what are you doing? Who's your audience? The people that were with you. Am I giving this to my grandchild now?
Right.
I don't have any, but like, am I supposed to be?
Yeah.
Giving them Sesame Street makeup? Like, you're cheapening what you were. You're cheapening what you used to be. You used to be like a stronghold in drugstore makeup.
Yeah. I mean, but like to your point about Too Faced.
Own your power, Wet n Wild.
Yeah, but like.
And bring back Bronzeberry lip gloss. What the fuck? That shit was the best.
That is a formal request by Riss.
Yeah, please do it. Bronzeberry, the best.
But to your point about Too Faced, and we talked about this off air when we were talking about this episode, how they did the chocolate palette and the PB&J palette. And it was like you said, like kind of fun, but like still serious.
Like, yeah, but still... I didn't feel like a fucking like a pedophile buying it.
Now they're jumping on the bandwagon of everybody else when they have a Pop-Tart collab. They have a brown cinnamon and frosted strawberry. And I'm sure they're
It's the same palettes already had.
Just with Pop-Tarts on it.
Yeah, like that palette's come out. Before. I've seen that.
Yeah.
That palette's come out for sure.
Mauve-y and pinks and then...
And browns. Yep. How many times can you do brown? Which I get it. So that's why they have to change the marketing. Because how many times can you do a brown palette? Because brown is a staple eye color. How many times can you do a mauve palette?
Right.
That's like a new bold color. People also aren't wearing those colors anymore because we've had that shift, like we were saying, to like cleaner makeup, focusing more on skincare versus what weird ass color you can make look good on your eye. Don't get me wrong. A lot of people still do wear makeup like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the trend and the majority of people are now more barefaced.
Yes.
And less eyeshadow. Focusing on lashes, focusing on brows.
Yes.
Skincare, dewy skin, high cheekbones, sucking all the buccal fat out of their face. What the fuck kind of trend is that? That is weird. Yeah. Everybody's walking around looking like fucking Skeletor. It's bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, but even like we said too, those pH changing colored lipsticks
God.
Bright pink on everybody never looks good.
Never looks good.
The perfect color.
No.
Rihanna has a new blush stick or like one of her match stick things that is like, it looks hot pink, but it's clear when it goes on and it changes color. And
adjust to your pH or whatever.
Yeah. And everyone's like, it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's like, just take Vaseline, put it on your face and with a little tint of pink in it. And that's what you got. Like a waxy, greasy. Yeah. And because Rihanna did it, it's great. Or they had that other one that I sent you that was a clear blush that turned pink. Like all that color changing shit.
But I would also like to point out that like they know it looks like shit because then the camera cuts and like you can tell it's like a cut.
They're like, see, it's great.
And they're like, it's great. And they blended it out. And you're like, bitch, you took half of that off.
Yeah.
You are a liar. Because there's no way you can make it look good. You have to edit that.
Did anyone ever find their perfect shade of anything by a color changing pH something?
No, because most people have the same pH. That's why it looks the same on everyone. It's because you're supposed to have the same pH. If everybody had different pHs, everybody's walking around wildly unbalanced. I mean, actually, yeah, everyone is unbalanced, but mentally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But their pHs are supposed to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
So you're supposed to be like, what, a 5.5, I think, for skin?
I don't know.
Like slightly more acidic.
You think I
thought.
I don't know.
Kim's like, this is not a quiz. Am I failing? She looked at me like very scared.
Mom,
help.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just don't think anybody needs those color changing shit. I'm sure people like it.
No, nobody needs it.
Nobody needs food collabs for these makeup palettes. And there's
the hot
so
Cheetos
fucking
really
many
made
of
me
them.
Mad because it was a whole palette of orange. And I was like, why? That is the hardest color to wear.
Cheeto dust.
Cheeto dust.
Fingers.
Ew.
Cheeto lip gloss, lip scrub.
My God. Wait. Remember the Chili's wings that was chicken flavored lip gloss? Like, what are you doing?
They were fucking.
Who wants that?
The collab with Applebee's. Did we talk
about
that?
Oh, that was it. Yes. Applebee's. It was the wing flavors. And Michaela even did it and was like, ugh.
And they tasted like fucking barbecue sauce.
Yeah. They were like chicken wing, hot dog and bologna.
It was a
bunch of baloney.
I would like to be in the meetings that happen for
just
these
to
brand
say, like,
collabs.
Are you well?
And I always want to know who calls
that
who.
All you got?
Who calls who?
Who approved this?
Who called Applebee's?
Applebee's was like,
no one goes to Applebee's.
Do. Yeah, they're all gone. They're all gone.
They're gross.
If you have an Applebee's, write in and tell us your Applebee's stories.
Did you get a stomach ache?
Related.
Yes or no?
Those twofers that are after hours, was it from a bucket of swill or was it actually alcohol? Asking for a friend.
That was my high school selves.
Yeah, and the first time we ever met Kim was in an Applebee's.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Over twofers and swill.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where the magic happened.
Yeah.
We should actually talk less shit about Applebee's because we met there.
That's true. True.
That Applebee's is demolished now.
I know.
It's gone.
It's going to be Whole Foods.
A whole paycheck, you mean?
A whole paycheck.
The fuck? Surrender your tax refund now to buy groceries.
They're putting a lot of
Whole Foods,
really
how
expensive
dare you?
Shit in that shopping center.
You classist motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on Whole Foods and how healthy food is inaccessible to the people that really need it.
Yeah.
Social justice for all.
That's a different podcast.
Yeah.
But yes. But yeah, there's been nothing that's come out that I've said, wow, that's really cool and I need it, because there's nothing that I need. Also,
I need nothing. I also wear no makeup now. I'm lazy.
Same.
Motherfucker.
You would think I never did makeup in my life. Every single time I sit down and do it, because I don't know how to do it anymore.
I say that about eyeliner every
single
time.
Did you see me yesterday? Was my whole, did I look like a tomato girl?
Don't get me started on tomato girls. No, you didn't. You didn't look like a tomato girl. I was like, but I did note. I was like, she is tan. I like it.
And that was by accident.
You were glowing.
It was an accident.
What do you mean? Too much bronzer? Oh.
It was an accident.
No. No, your arms matched your face. Oh, okay. So you're good. Yeah, it was a real tan. No, you're okay.
But that's it. But see, the tomato girl makeup you sent me.
Yeah.
Like,
did
all
that enrage
stuff,
you?
Yeah, because what they're doing, just like in the hair industry where they're doing the same shit everyone's always done, but renaming it something different. Yeah. And then everyone's like, I need a Scandinavian hairline, not a swimmer, a hairline.
That's not a swimmer, not on your face. No, no.
But like they're renaming old techniques. And that's, I guess, just going to happen until the end of time.
Yeah. Because, and they might change like one little thing about it. Like what I noticed was that they put, for Tomato Girl, and I'll get into that in a second, they were putting like the blush like all over their face, but they were putting it like in those like nasal labial folds, like the line, like the laugh lines around your face, which used to be a cardinal rule of makeup that you never put blush there because it makes you look super young. So I'm like, wait a second, who started these trends? And do we have to talk about pedophiles? Because wait, why am I trying to look like a cherubic baby?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, so the rules changed. So the rules never really applied.
Yeah.
So you mean I could have done makeup however I wanted this whole time?
Yeah.
I got mad.
Yeah. Well, it's all.
But there's more
shit
about why Tomato I got Girl. Mad. Tomato Girls.
Yeah. It's just the same stuff being recycled over and over again, and that's going to happen forever.
But then what does that mean
but
for
stop
our
the food
industry?
Collabs, please. Please.
Yeah. Please stop. Nobody wanted, what a waste of resources and materials and manpower to make Chili's wing flavored lip gloss.
Stupid shit. Because imagine like loving the red and it just smelling like barbecue sauce.
Which is what she said. It was a pretty
like,
color, but she was like,
on first date,
dry heaving.
Like, I love that.
It smelled like chicken. I wouldn't make it.
No.
I would never make it. I don't know about you, but I'm super sensitive to smells. So if something smells bad, I can't ignore it.
Yeah.
I know some people can like just be like, all right, whatever, I'll work, power through it.
No.
I can't.
No.
Like if you go into a smelly bathroom, I immediately know.
No.
Turn around and walk right out. And
I'm really sensitive if I have to clean up something smelly, I'm just gagging and that's it.
Yeah. I can't pick up after the dog for the most part because it's so bad that like I dry heave the entire time and I almost puked on the lawn and it's all caught on Ring, by the way. And they were like, okay.
Like, are you all right?
All right. You're being dramatic. I was like, but it almost came up. I was like, I'm not lying. It's on camera. I really had a rough go of it. So now Eric has to do it. If we had a cat, he would also clean the litter box.
Yeah.
Because I'm not doing that. That's why we don't have chickens, because I'm like, I will vomit if I have to clean their coop with their poop.
The coop and poop.
It rhymes. I wouldn't make it, Kim. I wouldn't survive.
Nah.
I'd pass away in the coop.
Cat animals are stinky. I love them.
They are. They are stinky. But it's like it's the poop. I can't do it.
Yeah.
It's bad enough with humans and babies, you know, human babies. It's bad.
Oh, man.
How did we get here?
I don't know. How did we get here? I don't know. But
don't
anyway, what did you want to add about the tomato girlies? Tomato
I
besties.
Feel like this podcast should just be renamed like Why Is Riss Mad? Like about what?
should we make that a segment? Why is Riss
Why is
mad?
Riss Mad
this month's
Why Is Riss Mad? Tomato Girls. Yeah. I got annoyed because I should probably celebrate the fact that they're basically repping Italian Girls for once, but they're calling us Tomato Girls. Could you not associate us with tomatoes?
Tomato sauce?
Just because I'm saucy, but like, could you not associate us with fucking tomatoes?
Please.
I feel like that's rude.
Yeah.
You know, if you associate any other culture with their food and call them by that name, girls, wouldn't they get mad too?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't know. I know they're doing it to be like cute and stuff, and they're like, oh, it's fine. Tomato girls.
Who decides these names either, too? The person doing it does.
I mean, yeah. But I can't tell if it's a joke or not either. It was like the video seemed like legit and like don't know. But I also wouldn't be able to take it seriously if I was working as a makeup artist still and someone came up to me and said, can you make me look like a tomato girl?
Yeah.
You want a pink face?
Yeah,
we basically have literal makeup corrector for that. It's green. Yeah. Don't. Why do you want that?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't know. I'm overreacting. I should chill. Should just pop a Xanax. A
lobster candy.
I've had too many. I'm probably humming from all the sugar. It's probably like why I'm so mad. It's raised my blood pressure. Kim, I need help. I need to calm down.
It's okay. That's why we have this podcast. So let it all out. So we calm down.
Right? I'm like turning into Jerry Seinfeld. I'm like, and another thing.
Another final thought.
That's is the best Jerry Seinfeld I can do. And it's nothing. I can't do it. But I will pace back and forth holding a microphone.
She was standing up. I'm not kidding. She was serious.
Now I'm sitting she on the floor up. Because it's cooler down here.
She's exhausted. Now she's but I'm yeah. on the floor.
I was like, I got to sit, guys. I got to be sitting down for this to deliver this news because I'm that mad. No. Anyway.
She's sitting crisscross applesauce too,
I
by
am.
The way.
Applesauce.
On my pink furry beauty time rug.
She's creating a picture for you.
Yeah.
Visual.
In our little
pod room.
Yep.
Well, how do you feel about the Tomato Girls? Like the name and the vibe?
I mean, I think anything that is promoted like that is stupid because why? But it's like, whatever. If you want to make your whole fucking face pink, go ahead. I do it by accident every time I put blush on.
She's like, whoa, I put too much again.
Yep.
Well, now you're on trend.
So now
you're good.
Girl.
You're a tomato girl. And when I see you, I'll be like, hey, tomato girl.
Tomato girl.
Makeup. The girl in that video, though, was like the one who did the makeup. I was like, oh my God, you're stunning.
Yeah.
She was fucking beautiful.
Anyone can stand online and be like we said yesterday, like you could be a nobody and say something really smart and important and nobody will listen to you because you're a nobody.
Yeah, that's
and
correct.
Then you could be online and be a somebody and say the stupidest fucking shit and then be like, yeah, that's great. That's really smart.
Like anything Julia Fox
like,
says.
I'm going to stand on my head and cut this haircut upside
I'm
down.
I'm going to chop it with an axe. The fire.
Why?
You're like videos. Wielding an axe like an executioner, and you're like, there's going to be an accident.
I'm gonna shove my hair in a fan.
No. That'll give me layers.
The fan technique.
If you want really graduated layers, shove it in a fan.
Yeah, go get your husband to get the axe out and get to chopping.
Someone, I watched that video and then when they sat up, I was like, jellyfish hair.
Like, what did you do that for?
For likes.
Forget, it's all tricks and gimmicks, right?
It's all smoke and
bring
mirrors.
It back around to the topic of this episode.
Yep, it's all tricks and gimmicks. It all goes hand in hand. We are not a joke, people.
Yeah.
This is our fucking profession.
Tired of it. Tired put of the this. Axes down, okay? And the lighters. Put it the fuck down. And the lighters. Please.
Stop it. Drop it. It's like when a dog has something in its mouth and you're like, put it down slowly, trying to grab it out of their mouth and you got to wrestle them before they run away.
Yeah, I'm tired of it.
Put them tired down. Of it.
Put them back in your husband's tool shed. Oh, wait, I don't need to be chopping axe. Like, that's just crazy.
It's so, so frustrating.
Well, you know what I noticed? I was talking to my friend about this. If you go on TikTok and you look at these people that like are hair influencers, first of all, I don't know if everybody knows who Wayne Tuggle is.
But I don't even know who
like,
that is.
I've sent you his videos. He's the guy that's really tan that looks like Matthew McConaughey. And he's like always doing like this really weird technique and it's always like all you gotta do is this and it like you I watch them and I'm like why the fuck did you have to do all that to get that. A lot of people on TikTok that are teaching you something,
yeah,
I watch it and I'm like, why doesn't everyone do that? Like it's like random stuff that I feel like as a stylist like you should know, like how to place your foils or how to make them not slip or how to do this or that. I'm like, people don't just do this, and everyone's in the comments like, thank you so much for this tip, I did not
because
know this.
You never know that you never know how many people are struggling with something until you bring a light on
so
it.
So I'm like, I could make videos and people be like, well, you can't know that, but
yeah,
but
they you can for sure. And I've also noticed that like all of these videos, all of the, so like, it almost makes me wish I didn't stop doing hair, or like, I can't believe I'm saying that, because with the arrival of all these videos and mm-hmm. watching everything that's gone on and the techniques and like how people get to from like point A to point B, mm-hmm. I'm like, I used to do that.
Right.
I used to do that. Right. I did it that way.
Right.
That's how I did it.
Exactly.
Like,
right.
Every video, I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Right.
And then I'm like, wow, maybe I wasn't as bad as I thought I was.
It's like anybody, like I said about the hairdressers that get online and say they're doing something different, you know, and they're
no, you're not.
Calling it something.
It's you're like, not special, sweetie. I'm sorry.
It's the same with makeup techniques, or now just now, like everyone has access to so much information. It has to have a twist on it because then nobody's going to care about it.
Correct.
It's just like everything else. Till the end of time.
I agree with you 100%. So. And nothing, everything old is new again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an old adage we've been saying for years. Because what can you do? And then that kind of ties into the gimmick thing too. Because mm-hmm. what can you do if not find something with shock value that people are like, oh, I've never seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a recycled idea, or it is kind of gimmicky or stupid.
I think
like
that,
lighting hair on fire and saying that this right. is the best way to trim hair. And you're like, wait, what?
I think that brands need to work on things that solve our problems rather than
create more
or rage up.
Oh, wait. That, yeah. I'm sorry, I cut you off. Those are gimmicky things like hair chopping with axes and lighting it on fire.
Yeah.
That makes it not taken seriously as a whole industry. Okay, go on.
Sorry. Yeah, but you're
back
right.
To you,
but
Kim.
It's true. It's that's a gimmick. Lighting the fucking hair on fire is a gimmick. You know, whatever it is, like
putting Nutella on hair. Remember that? To dye the hair.
I feel like I remember that.
That was like a couple
yes.
summers ago where
yes.
they were like, oh, we're going to use Nutella hair. And then they would use it to like tone blondes.
It.
And you're like,
you could just
waste
use
of fucking good
glaze.
Nutella.
Yeah.
Why? I'd be so mad. Be like, yeah. Well, I can't eat it now.
Yeah.
Give me my jar back.
All of it's a gimmick. Everything is, because it makes you buy it and it makes you go, wow, whipped cream, sunscreen. Why? Of course
I'm going to try
that. I need
yeah.
that. Why?
Yep.
Why do you need it?
I don't.
I just need it.
I don't need it.
But brands need to focus more on fixing problems than just recycling something and slapping something new on. I mean, that's just like, you know, Kylie Cosmetics has been doing the same shit for the last 10 years. She literally actually recycles shades and names them something new. Like, she's not doing
she
anything
that?
New. People. Well,
has
she
that been
has
proven?
Said that. That she's renamed some shades. Like, if it was mm-hmm. in a Christmas collection, she renames them, and but she brands them as brand new, and then it'll be like, oh, but this was in the other, but she presents it as, oh, here's this brand new thing coming out.
That's
so
called
people go
lying
by. Right. Well, there's a lot of that too in this industry, but you know what I mean, like there's nothing new. I mean, I can't even think of anything that I've seen that I thought was cool
in Kylie.
No, I'm not even talking about her anymore. I'm
okay.
just saying in general, in cosmetics. But her brand's dying because nobody cares anymore. There's nothing new. It's all the same.
Mm,
if you keep
so
doing the same stuff.
Will you still be a billionaire? But yeah, if you keep
she
doing
still
the same.
Sure will.
If you keep, Pat McGrath was first, fuck you. If you keep doing it, I just want to say that out loud. Pat McGrath was the first billionaire, first female.
Was she?
Yes. Oh. Like 2 years before Kylie.
Wow.
So suck my dick.
Yeah. Speaking of gimmicky makeup, did you know, you do
nope.
know, because we talked, yes, you
do.
We talked
okay.
about it.
No.
That Jeffree Star has a makeup and meat store in Wyoming.
You can't see my eyes rolling, but can you hear it?
Yeah, in Wyoming, this quiet little country town, he moved there.
Ruining
there
the lives of everyone in the fucking town.
Well, imagine. Well, you know what's crazy? He put up a story, which I don't like, I don't know how much of it he embellishes or is true, but
oh my God, tell me he like drove the revenue for the town like 100%. He like saved the town.
No,
from
I think the town is fucking sick of him because
oh good, get out.
He's just put up a story that one of his neighbors tried to run him off the road and kill him, and then tried killing one of his ranch hands by running him off the road. Also,
ranch, no.
So he has like filed a police report, and he said on Instagram, like, the reason why I'm saying this is because if something does happen to me that like,
oh, it's this person,
you know, like it's like known.
Like, that seems like a very unhinged person. Yeah. I mean, I don't want him to die. No. I don't wish him or his ranch hand, which just call him like an employee or something. I have to call him a ranch hand. Ranch what hand. Is this fucking 1906?
Well, that's what it's, I imagine Casper, Wyoming to be like. And that's why these raging Republican men are probably a little upset with
Jeffrey.
With Jeffrey's makeup Jeffrey, and meat they, store. Them,
he, she, her star.
Invading his.
Yeah, they're like, we don't understand what this alien is doing here.
In their town. Yeah, oh well, God. But he's like really causing a ruckus there.
Sorry if you're from Wyoming and we're offending you.
Well, I can cut some of that stuff out, but.
No, leave it.
But it's he's life. Apparently also been like working cash register at the store, like ringing people up. Oh,
he's
up.
Like real down to earth.
He's like so like relatable now.
In his pink juicy sweatsuit that's he's probably
been,
vintage
he's been wearing some really weird wigs that they look like 80s moms that went to like the prom wigs. I don't know what he's doing with
I them. Really can't stand him, so I haven't seen like anything you're talking about, but you're making me kind of want to go there because you know how hating drives traffic, you know.
Yeah, well a lot of people are also confused because like he prides his makeup line on being vegan and cruelty free, but
don't
he's,
even
he's selling it along the lines of his like yak meat and jerky.
It's so fucked up on a profound molecular level. Like, wait,
so your makeup is cruelty free, but you're selling us yak meat.
Cruelty. You're selling us cruelty in like a zip pack or whatever. And what like, is it called? What is it called when they suck the air out? Because I'm dumb. Vacuum seal.
Vacuum seal. Yeah, there you go. Correct. But is this on his like bucket list? So one day be a
yak star?
Yak star. Star Yak Ranch. Apparently he has like, he had all these yaks as pets and then he ended up with all these yaks.
Like
and
in LA?
Slaughtering them. No.
He like in moved Texas. To Wyoming yeah, and then was like, oh, I'm going to just get yaks here.
I guess.
Like, this is what I want to do with my life is move to Wyoming. What brought him to Wyoming? Because LA said, get the fuck out.
I guess.
If LA tells you to get out, you know it's you.
Well, I think he was also one of those people that got on Twitter and started talking about the Illuminati, that they were after him. And if he goes missing, then it was them. So that was the latest on him and his yak meat store and his makeup, and it's just a really strange time for makeup. I think
they're going through it. They have makeup is having a serious identity crisis right now. It really is, because like after that 2016 chokehold that we were in, as mm-hmm. we all have said, with that makeup and like having a glittery eye every day and a nude or a dark matte lip,
yeah.
We were like, what the fuck are we doing? We had an existential crisis. We don't know what to do because COVID happened. And we were like, we can't wear makeup anymore.
Yeah.
So we moved into this, and you can't deny it. We shifted mm-hmm. into minimalist makeup. And like, I'm all for it because, girl, I was tired. I was tired.
Yeah.
I was so tired. I was like, do I have to do this one more fucking day? And now I don't.
Now I don't.
But, I feel like Jeffree Star is perpetuating that identity crisis, and that whole thing is the epitome of a walking, like it's walking hypocrisy. Like, how do you have cruelty-free makeup? You never cared. Now you're having a yak farm.
Yeah,
like you just like made your makeup for a cash grab because you were appealing to everybody. You didn't give a shit.
Right. It's just.
Or was he supposed to give a shit, though?
I think a lot of things that are labeled like vegan, cruelty free, like it's good. Like I'm happy that people do it, but I also think people do it because they think they need to. Yeah. And also, it's like.
Well, you should do it.
You should. Because, absolutely. Like,
if you see
do
what
it.
They do to the animals, you wouldn't want to buy anything. Well, right. That's not,
I mean,
so
I'm
I get
vegan,
it.
So I get it. But I'm saying, like, there's been this new uprising of buzzwords that have to be everything's plant based, everything's vegan, everything's cruelty free, everything's this. And that's good. I'm happy about it, but it's also used a lot because it's a popular thing to do.
Yeah, it's a buzzword, like you said.
It's good that, like, companies are doing it. I think nobody should be testing on animals, in my opinion, or, you know, using cruelty and by any means for animals. But I think, but like you said, like if he is, was he doing it because that's what he believed, or Obviously not. He's slaughtering yaks and selling them next to his cruelty-free vegan makeup.
Yeah, and the dichotomy of keeping some as pets.
So fucking and then weird.
Sending the rest off to slaughter, literally.
So weird.
It's like, does this like give you like a god complex where you're like, I'm saving you. You're my pet. You better love me. I'm saving you. And I'm going to send your brother off to go be in a fucking meat freezer. Like,
yeah,
it's weird.
Well, and his whole thing was, first of all,
a god complex though, I feel like.
Yeah. His store is 8,000 square feet.
Which is fucking huge. That's huge.
I've seen videos of it. And it's literally like you walk in and it's like a big makeup store, like exactly what you picture. And then like the other side is like dark and it's like the yak meat and the freezers and the jerky samples. And like,
yeah, because how do you glamorize that?
Right.
You don't.
And then he was like, well, you know, it's for everyone. So you can go shop makeup and your husband or your boyfriend can go try some jerky and try the yak, you know, the yak meat. And he also has some of his pink cars on display in there too.
I'm honestly surprised that he doesn't start selling the hair from the yaks too.
Maybe he's gonna, well, that wouldn't be cruelty free, but. So what are your final thoughts on the gimmicks?
Don't put yak meat next to cruelty free makeup. No, that's not even about gimmicks. Final thoughts on gimmicks. Leave our industry alone. We're trying really hard to be taken seriously so that you pay us a living wage.
Yes.
And feel good about it.
Yeah. And stop making your collaborations food brands and give us something useful and cool.
Yeah. Kim really hates the food. Could you stop?
Please.
Yes. Please. Nobody needs chicken wing flavored lip glosses. I'll never let it go. Or Cheeto dust finger eyeshadow. I'll never let it go.
Yeah. And if you want to hear more of the weirdest fucking brand collabs nobody asked for, go listen to our Bizarre Beauty Brand episode if you haven't.
Yeah. Raise your hand if you've been personally victimized by collabs no one asked for.
Health palette. Yeah. I think that about sums it up. They're going to be gimmicks forever and we're just going to have to deal with it. But do something new and exciting for us, please.
Please, for the love of God.
The best way to keep up with us in between episodes is to follow us on social media, TikTok, Instagram, and Threads at Beauty Time Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at Beauty Time PC. If you'd like to send us a story, cool new product to discuss, or just say hi, send us a DM or email us at beautytimepodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you get notified when we release a new episode and you never miss one. And if you like what you heard, don't forget to leave us a review and rate us 5 stars. Don't forget, if you're listening on Spotify, there's going to be a Q&A or poll in the show notes under the episode description. So be sure to answer that for us. Check back here in October for our returning 4 this year.
We are. Returning 4. Oh my goodness, 4. Ever young.
We're in pre-K now.
We're in universal pre-K. We're going to learn the alphabet.
Yay, ABC's beauty time.
Baby beauty time.
Baby beauty time. Yeah, so check back here in October for our fall episode / anniversary episode. And check out... keep an eye out, and we don't have dates for you. We'll get them for you when it's closer, but it'll be October. See, I told you July, and here we are. It's probably going up on like 2 days before July ends, but still July. So.
Yeah, it still counts.
It counts.
It counts.
So thanks for listening. See you next time. And remember,
sometimes you have to choose between being the bigger person and being the bigger problem. And I choose problem.